Jared, you would say you're addicted to your phone.
Yes.
You're addicted.
I hate it.
Addicted to his phone, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always say it's going to get you in trouble, but really, it turns out that the addiction that you have for your phone actually turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah, my phone helped me. It came in handy on a first date.
On a first date, no less.
You should be on your phone on a first date.
And I wasn't. But when I needed my phone, it served a great purpose.
There it was, attached to your hand.
Yeah. Instead of leaving it in the car, which I thought about doing, so I wouldn't be tempted, I was like, no, just in case, I'll bring it. You never know.
Sure.
And so it was a first date. It was the third sister wife.
Okay.
For those who are new to the show, I went out with one lady named woman. I say girl.
He's married to three women.
Yeah, basically.
If that's what you're
yes. Yeah, one named yes. Jess. Or I went out with one girl named Leah. And then a few weeks later, or a month later, I went out with a woman named Jessica. And then I met Stephanie. And then after I broke with Stephanie, or when Stephanie broke up.
This is a timeline from hell.
I know.
No?
I was out and about. Out and about, and I saw Leah hanging out with Jessica. And I'm like, I've been out with both of them.
Uh-huh.
And there's another woman named Jessica. So you have Leah, Jessica. And then they're like, oh, we became friends after. We weren't friends when we went out with you. We became friends after, just by chance.
You are like the real life good luck Chuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Where these women are all coming together, knowing that if they date you, they're going to have luck somehow, some way, maybe in their personal lives after they date you.
Yeah, either with friendships or other people.
Sure,
of course.
Yeah.
And so then I met the other one, and they all hung out, and then we've done some things together where I end up being like one of the girls. They're like, oh, can you believe this guy? I'm like, oh, girl, that's not right. Oh, yeah, he did you dirty. You know.
This is our new gay best friend, Jared.
Yeah, and because I'm LDS, Mormon, whatever you want to call it, and I've been out with three women at a time, people were like, sister wives,
mm-hmm.
which is polygamy type thing.
We've been saying that's the way to go all along for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So I went out with the third of the sister wives,
mm-hmm.
Another Jessica.
And this was the first time you all had been out.
Yeah, we've hung out in a group, but never one-on-one. This was an official date. And
okay.
So we went to dinner, and then it oversaw this park, Bailey Park, which we do Summer Lark at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice area right there.
Love it. Innovation Quarter. It's fantastic.
So busy, lots of things to do.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing a movie Under the Stars.
Oh, so romantical.
Yeah, and I actually put some time and effort into this date.
That's good.
Which I'm like, why did I do that? No. And it was good. It was very good.
What part was the effort?
Planning it, bringing blankets and pillows and picnic stuff and picking up her favorite
snacks.
That's
shocking to me.
Yeah.
You brought blankets and pillows? You were prepared?
Yes.
He's not laying on the hard grass.
When it comes to dates, I'll put effort in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he likes comfort.
Yeah,
we just see what he does here.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's true. We're like, he doesn't prepare for anything.
No, but I was like really prepared. I even asked her ahead of time, what's your favorite snacks? I went ahead and got those, all this stuff. Okay. And so we go, and it's Back to the Future. They were showing in the park.
Uh-huh.
Love that movie.
It's a great movie. And it's on a huge screen. And the weather was nice, although it was a little hot.
Mm.
And it was dark. So they do it at sundown. And then the movie starts. Well, the movie starts. And the way the park is laid out, it's like it's in the middle and it's surrounded by buildings. And to one side, it's all restaurants. And one of the restaurants had a band playing outside.
Oh, no.
During the movie.
Oh, wow. No.
I mean, it's like the grassy area. You cross a very small two-lane street, and they're playing outside the back of the restaurant to like maybe 10, 15 people.
Yeah.
And it was more instrumental, but it was loud.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hear the movie.
That's the word. That's like not communicating, you know,
no.
Not knowing what your neighbors are doing.
So I said to Jessica, I said, this is no good. There's 1,000 people in the park watching this movie. There's 10 people outside. This doesn't make any sense. Turned to my phone. I said, what's that restaurant? She looked it up and said, I think it's this. I called. So I used my phone that I was going to leave in the car.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't. And I called, and the person answered, and I said, hey, I'm with the city. And
no.
Yep. I said, hey, I'm with the city. And I'm here at this great event for Bailey Park. This band outside is really good, but we were told there'd be no outside music tonight because of the band.
Because of the movie.
Because of the movie. And they go, I am so sorry. We did not check the calendar. You're 100% right. I'll go tell them to stop playing right now.
They stopped playing completely?
I said, they didn't go inside and play.
Uh-huh.
Or turn it
but
way
apparently
down.
They do. I didn't know this. I was just guessing, you know, that they would all be on the same page.
Yeah, I would think.
And they said,
think.
Our fault. We didn't check the calendar. And so they went outside and you see somebody talking and they're like, you can't see what they're saying. Then they just stop playing.
So you can see when you're watching the movie Under the Stars, you can see the band.
Yes.
And then they were like, our bad.
Our bad.
And then made it stop.
And yeah.
God, lying's the best.
I know. I'll say I'm from the city. I didn't say which city because I didn't want to impersonate anybody. I said,
yeah, you are. You're from the
city. You didn't say you work for a city.
Yeah, I said, I'm from the city. And then the part that was a lie is like, I was told there'd be no outdoor music because of the movie. And they're like, you're right. We forgot to check the calendar. We'll tell them right away.
Oh, my.
So the phone saved the night.
Wow.
I was actually a hero. I didn't announce it. I wish I had a mic. But hey.
You're announcing it now.
You can hear it now, right? Yeah. I did that. Well, it was also like, I wanted to watch the movie. You couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Yes,
I will say this. That's so typical, Jared. In this case, I'll give you credit for that.
All right,
but typical.
Yeah. I also think it's typical, yes. But I will also give you credit.
Yeah,
in this.
Normally, I would just complain. Yeah, complain. This sucks. Like, mm-hmm.
You could be in the stands at a NFL football game, and you don't like the way somebody's acting, and you text the line saying,
"Yeah,
we have
that.
A problem in this row."
Or he'll call the movie theater while he's in one of the theaters to report somebody behind him who's talking.
No.
Yes, he has.
There's somebody who's a chronic talker.
Oh, my
gosh. And Jared, it was like dark in there, and you were glad it was dark in there because then the attendant came in and said, told people to be quiet.
Yeah, I knew the owner, so I texted him because... If I went out and you come back in.
And then they come.
And they come, they're like, oh, you snitched.
Uh-huh.
Man, no. Slick, dude. Don't be talking during my stuff. I hate that. I don't talk during movies. I don't.
No.
I don't want to know. Don't be doing that. I'll snitch on you.
This is good to know because I have like 7 things I want to complain about. Of course. And so I'm going to be like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm with the city.
I'm with the city.
For me, though, they'll trace my call and I'll get arrested.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you are with the city.
Yeah, I'm with a city.
Yeah.
I'm with a city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just say from. That
from.
Sounds better.
I'm from
a
city.
Yeah, that's less of a
I'm
stretch.
From the city. Yeah, I'm from the city.
I'm from the city.
Uh-huh.
And they look at me like, Stokesdale's not a city. I'm like, ugh. And so anyway, they turn it off and we're able to watch the movie.
That is smart.
And we had our little snacks on the blanket. It's still a little hot.
What kind of snacks did you bring? Clearly, you can't bring chocolate because it's going to melt, right?
Like donuts.
Yeah, no, I asked her what she wanted.
Oh.
And so she likes skinny pop popcorn.
Oh, it's addictive.
It's addictive. So I got bags of that. And then I got, what was it? Oh, she liked Cheez-Its? I don't know.
Cheez-Its are delicious.
She didn't know why I was asking, so she just said, I just thought of 3 snacks if I would have known. Then I went and got like some candy, like movie type candy.
Yeah.
You know, like gummy stuff.
Oh, you were prepared. I'm impressed by that, Jared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pillows, blankets, snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. And then her friend, one of the sister wives, called towards, she didn't know it was the end of the day. They knew we were on the date.
Yeah.
And she's like, how's it? And she's like, I'm still with Jared. I'm like, well, go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead. What would you rate it? I don't care. It could be a 5. It could be a 2. I don't care. She's like, 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Which means I'll never.
What?
That means there won't be a second date.
There's not going to be. Is that going to be weird for you guys to hang out again if it's.
That's the problem with this whole situation is that I think it would never work to be with one of them because I think it'll ruin the whole dynamic.
It's going to ruin the dynamic.
Well, who cares
for sure.
If it's a connection? But
no,
I will
No, if it was like
a super connection.
Super connection, then I think they'd be cool with it.
Sure.
But
are you saying there wasn't a connection?
No, I mean, we kissed and stuff.
Is there going to be like, but if you don't go out again ever after this, is it going to be weird to go back and hang out with them?
No.
No.
Because of the dynamic.
Okay.